As communities in the Murray-Darling Basin brace for the prospect of more mass fish kills this summer, scientists are warning there might not be much anyone can do to stop them happening. Another farmer in the region has reported seeing dead fish in the waterways on his property right now in the midst of winter. Experts say the only hope of reducing fish kills this summer is by releasing more environmental water flows, but with dam levels already painfully low, they acknowledge there might not be much to spare. David Sparks reports.
It's still winter, but grazier Wayne Smith is already seeing dead Murray cod on his property near Menindee in far west New South Wales. It makes him fear for what summer will bring.
At the moment, it's just 10 in this hole and 10 in the one around the corner. You're not going to get a photo with 10,000 fish in it, but if you do the count over the 100 kilometres of river or 400 kilometres of river there is at the moment that's settling, you're going to get a lot of fish that are going to die between now and summer.
He's not the only one worried. News broke on Monday that government agencies believe unless there are significant inflows in the Darling River during the rest of this year, it's likely that conditions suitable for fish kills will be even worse this summer than the last one, when a million dead fish littered the system. That analysis is shared by Professor Stuart Kahn at the University of New South Wales.
It depends on the ambient conditions, which ultimately means it depends on the weather. So if we have another very dry year with very low flows into the Darling River system and we have a hot summer, then we have most of the conditions in place that will likely lead to another fish kill.
The question is, what can be done about it to make a difference this summer?
I think the only thing that we can do this summer to minimise the fish kills is to make sure that the river system has a reasonable environmental flow. That's difficult when we're in the middle of the worst drought ever.
Yeah, is there enough water to do that?
Perhaps not, but we need to be really thinking about how much water can we scrape back, how much water can be potentially released from upstream. Even small amounts might improve the flushing opportunities. But I recognise the same as everybody, that there's not a massive volume of water sitting around in the Northern Basin ready to flush the river out.
Stuart Kahn says other smaller measures might be available, like aerating water, but they can't be done on a large enough scale and are just band-aid solutions. Despite recognising there is little that can be done in the short term, he says we need to look further into the future for solutions.
Long, long term, I think we need to listen to the science around what environmental flow regimes are necessary to maintain the long-term health of the river, and that's a contentious issue, I recognise.
But Zara Lowen from the Guaita Valley Irrigators Association in the northern part of the basin says they'll have to wait and see what environmental managers choose to do with water flows this summer.
So in the Guaita, there is a little bit of water still held in our upstream dam in Copeton Dam, so we're operating at about 9% at the moment. The majority of that water is for essential supplies, but also we have some carryover water in general security accounts, a little bit for irrigation. The majority is sitting in environmental water managers' accounts, so it is up to them how they decide to use that, but they're sitting on roughly 30-odd thousand megalitres that they could utilise this season if they decide to, if and when.
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority says it's working with the various governments on an emergency response plan for the upcoming summer, as well as a long-term strategy to protect native fish, in line with the recommendations from an independent report earlier this year.
David Sparks reporting.